Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to an edition of Clan Radio. I'm Craig Anderson. The show is sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan have won the Aladdin Cup for the second year in a row, defeating Italian side Asiago 5-2 on the night, but with the series tied at 1-1, Brayhead Clan won on penalty shots. Good efforts in the first period, are certainly a different attitude to the game from the Clan players. Estos finding the post with an early chance, then Matt Haywood driving one at the Asiago goalie Vince Morozzi. Matt Keith was denied by Morozzi again shortly after, and then Scott Pitt, making his debut for the club, sent a chance wide. Neil Trim also unlucky as he was denied, but Diego Iori played one in. The puck escaped Clan goalie Kyle Jones and it trickled into the net. Asiago were a goal up after the first period. Into the second period, Scott Pitt hit the post, and then Matt Keith saw a chance, blocked it at point-blank range. But a well-executed diagonal pass from Neil Trim on the right was tapped away by Scott Pitt for his first goal for the club, equalising on 29:07. A solo effort from Matt Keith made it 2-1 from Clan, skated right through the middle and beautifully lifted the puck into the roof of the net on 33:42 on the power play. Into the third period, Lee Esters made it 3-1 and shorthanded, sweeping down the inside right and sending his shot flying past Morozzi. But Borelli, Daniel Borelli, pulled it back to 3-2 after Kevin De Virgilio sets him up. The puck was shoveled in from the right. Scott Pitt was able to poke it over the line. Brayhead going 4-2 ahead. And then Stefan Meyer scoring with the empty net on 59:17 to make it 5-2. This, as I said, tying the series at one apiece. It went all the way to penalty shots. Derek Rail scoring the decisive one to clinch the cup for Brayhead Clan for the second year in a row. Right now we'll get some reaction from the coach and a couple of the players to round up the weekend.
You're retired, we didn't want to play anymore.
Brayhead Clan coach Ryan Finnerty is with me now. Ryan, congratulations on the win. That's obviously lifted your mood after last night.
Yeah, I thought we played better today. I had been pitting the lineup right off the plane onto the ice as an easy. I thought he looked pretty dangerous out there. And no, overall it was good. It was a good exercise and two good games. And you know, I think it's what we needed at this time of the year.
Now explain what happened there. There was meant to be an additional 20-minute period that was scrapped in favour of a penalty shootout instead, agreed by both teams. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the ice got pretty beat up there and pretty chewed up. It was getting down to the cement in some areas and some pretty big ruts. So it was a concern in the third, you know, talking to the guys, and we just felt it wasn't worth risking, you know, any injuries for both teams to play another 20 minutes. You know, it's hot outside. It's still start of the year. That ice just went down, and that's what happens. We had to look out for our guys, and player safety was number one. So we felt it was just a better idea to go to a shootout. And unfortunately, you know, the fans didn't maybe get to see what they wanted to see, but at the same time, it was a pretty entertaining shootout.
We saw a better Brayhead Clan tonight from the one last night. You put it down to rustiness last night. Do you think this is closer to what you're hoping to get out of the team this year?
Yeah, I mean, we still have a long ways to go as far as systematic, but I thought, you know, the guys looked more energized tonight. And you know, I think that was the biggest factor why, you know, our third period slipped last night was just fatigue. You know, obviously that happens first game of the year. But I thought tonight we controlled and dominated most of the play. We didn't allow too many chances against a very talented Asiago team.
And terrific finishes as well. That must please you, that the manner in which the goals were scored.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially that shootout. That's pretty impressive against a very good goalie, as we've seen. So, it was a good overall game. A good weekend. I think the fans enjoyed it. You know, unfortunately, it would have been nice to play it out, but we had to think of player safety first.
before we come back here to play Belfast Giants next week, you've got the game with Solway during the week as well. Is that one you're looking forward to preparing for?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and we'll go down and put a good effort in there. Obviously, Joe Myers will play, and we'll get through that game and on to bigger and better things here in Thursday in practice. But again, it gives us a game to prepare another game to get our legs in game shape and get going. But I'm looking forward to Tuesday's practice.
Zach Fitzgerald and Ryan Cavan were missing from the lineup tonight. Will they be in the lineup for Wednesday?
Zach will be in the lineup for Wednesday, and Cavi will probably just miss that game. He's due to arrive Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
I'm now with Brayhead Clan new boy Ben Davis. Ben, that's your first weekend as a Brayhead player. How have you enjoyed it?
Firstly, just nice getting back on the ice after a long summer. Saturday was a little bit tougher than today was, so yeah, it's nice. It's moving the right way. So
wins have certainly always helped the mood as well, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was good to get a good win. We obviously started scoring towards the end as well, so yeah, it's all positive things.
How do you contrast last night's performance, the defeat against this one? What changed in the players? The coach put it down to rustiness, your first game back, but you looked a lot sharper tonight.
A little bit of that, yeah. I think the bounces obviously went our way a little bit more, but last night we were creating chances. Obviously it was our first game back, like I say. Everyone had a long summer off. It takes a couple days to get going. The guys are still flying in. So, I think everyone felt a lot sharper today.
And what about the team? Talk about your new teammates. How are you settling in up here?
Yeah, everyone's a great bunch. It's good atmosphere on the change room right now. And, it's just exciting coming to the rink. And
that's it. And you're working under Ryan Finnerty as well. But talk about the fans out there. The fans obviously make the noise and get you guys going. How much of a difference did they make over the weekend?
Yeah, it was great support yesterday with the bagpipes going as well. It was obviously, I enjoyed that.
Even for a Welshman?
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching there and just taking it all in yesterday. Both days this weekend were a great crowd. And I hope the support continues throughout the year.
Can you tell us how tough opponents Asiago were? They looked a very physical team from where I was certainly watching last night and tonight. It looked as though they gave you guys some rough treatment at times.
Yeah, it was quite a physical game both days this weekend. And obviously, with our league the way it is, we have to be used to that. And guys are. And it's a good transition now going through. But I didn't expect them myself to be so physical. But they were obviously brought together team.
Looking ahead, we end the week with Belfast Giants coming here in the Challenge Cup, the first competitive game of the season. But before that, you play Solway Sharks in an exhibition game on Wednesday as well. Solway are a couple of tiers down, but you expecting a tough test from them?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know much about the Scottish Hockey League, but I've heard they're pretty good, and I know a couple of players that used to play up at Solway. For sure. Hopefully we've got everyone in there and we're rolling ready for the weekend. We got a nice good week of practice in now, and then we're rolling for Saturday and Sunday.
Thanks very much, Ben.
No problem.
Right, I'm now with Asiago coach John Parco. John, you told me in the lead up to this game you were excited about coming back to Scotland. Has it been everything you hoped it would be?
Taking the games out of it. No, actually, no, the games were awesome. We won one, they won one. Little shootout at the end, great for the fans. I really enjoyed coming back. It's too bad I got to leave so soon. After 14 years, you spend two years of your whole life in one spot, and then not being able to come back for so long. It's just been great opportunity.
Did you get the chance to see any old fans from Air Eagles?
Oh,
that
I ran
here
into all kinds
Did
of
you?
Them. Yeah, really, all kinds of them. I'm really happy for them. I'm happy that they have a place to watch hockey again. So, because they were such great fans. And from what I hear, there's quite a few of them that come up to watch the games.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Talking about the games now, Asiago, you've had a fairly indifferent weekend. You lost on Friday to Dundee. You won last night. You've lost here. This is Sunday tonight. What do you take out of this weekend in terms of your team?
You know what? I'm really, really happy with the weekend. I thought it would be a lot worse. We haven't even had a team one full practice yet.
Right.
So we get back. We'll have a travel day tomorrow, and we'll have our first practice on Tuesday. So, like I said, you can't really ask too much. Playing three games in 3 nights is really difficult after, without even having any kind of practice in your legs. So, and the Dundee game, we left Venice. We left Asiago at 3 o'clock in the morning, and
you got into Edinburgh, didn't you?
Yeah, we left at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we got to Dundee at around 4 o'clock, just before the game time. So it was a really, really long day, you know.
Now you've had the chance. You played Dundee and Bray Heads,
mm-hmm.
The two teams did quite well last year. You've had a chance to look at them at close quarters. How do you view their chances this season, getting into the Elite League?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to tell. But if I had to pick a team that would be better in the league after these two games, I'd definitely say that Bray Head has more depth, a better team. But like I said, it's really, really early in the season. So you know, some teams they didn't have all their players in either. So you know, it's hard to say.
So hopefully it won't be too long before you're back in Scotland and actually seeing the place properly.
You know what? I really hope it'd be. hopefully, I'd like to get my family back here again and maybe do a little tour with them and stuff.
Return to air.
Yeah, down to air, exactly.
Thanks very much, John.
Okay, take
care. And my thanks there to Ryan Finnerty, the Asiago coach, John Parco, and Ben Davis. That's all from this edition of Clan Radio tonight. Brayhead Clan are the Aladdin Cup winners again for 2014. Coming up this week, the Clan play another pre-season game against Solway Sharks. That's down in Dumfries on Wednesday night. That's at 7:30. And then it's back here at Brayhead Arena for Brayhead Clan versus Belfast Giants in the Challenge Cup. The first competitive game of the season. Should be an interesting one ahead. My thanks to those three gentlemen for talking to me tonight. Keep up to date with all the news on Brayhead Clan on the website brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook, and find the club on Twitter at Brayhead_clan. My thanks to you for listening to tonight's edition. I'll be talking to you soon. My name's Craig Anderson. You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.